It's Wednesday, September 13th, 2006. I'm Rio Pacino for PodTech.net here at CTIA Wireless 2006. It's day two of the three-day event. Peter Chernin, President and Chief Operating Officer of News Corporation, began today's session with his keynote address.
Morning, everybody. I'm very happy to be with you here today. I'm especially pleased to have this opportunity to speak directly to you, the leaders of the major carriers, content providers, and MVNOs. Because in this room, the people in this room will determine the future of mobile entertainment. And I think that future is boundless. Now, that may sound like complete hyperbole, but I'm dead serious when I say I believe that mobile could be one of the greatest media platforms ever created. It could rival television, could rival the internet, literally anything that has come before it. It holds infinite possibility for inventing new ways to reach, entertain, and engage customers like never before. And that's why this week, my company, News Corporation, made what we believe is one of the most important steps to date in the evolution of mobile content, and one that gives us a key leadership position in the category. We acquired a controlling stake in Jamba, the world's largest mobile content company. Jamba operates in 30 territories, has the most technologically advanced platform, and access to 1 billion mobile subscribers. Now, we're going to combine that power with our Fox Mobile Entertainment unit, which has been a pioneer in mobile content, from unleashing the text messaging phenomenon to inventing the Mobisode to launching Mobizo. The result? Well, for the first time, the world-class entertainment expertise and marketing savvy of a leading global media company and the most advanced mobile technology will converge. This joint venture will create the very first vertically integrated mobile entertainment enterprise. It's a huge step, a crucial step, because under the right conditions, mobile entertainment is just one step away from exploding. Now, here's a few reasons why I think that's true. First, mobile is the world's most instantly global business. More than 2 billion customers around the world have a mobile phone. Just to give you some sense of comparison, only half that many have a television set around the world, and even fewer have internet access. Think about the power of a platform that size. Secondly, mobile phones are essentially ubiquitous among today's youth. It's the only thing today's youth culture is never without. 500 million kids use their mobile phone every single day. And finally, mobile is one of the most rapidly adopted technologies ever. It was just a few years ago that a mobile phone was a sort of business person's extravagance. Today, it's become a must-have form of personal expression for an entire generation. But despite the buzz, despite our new products and services, and despite our very real desire to leverage this technology, we're still only sitting on the precipice of an opportunity of the magnitude that no consumer product in history has ever seen before. Well, it's time to do something, and it's time to do something now. Consider this. Our potential audience is so large that if we can increase our piece of the consumer spending pie even slightly, by making only the smallest improvements in content and delivery, the impact will be enormous in terms of potential payback. That's what's so incredibly exciting about this medium. Now, let me give you a couple of quick examples to show you what I mean. Today, just under 4% of US mobile subscribers use mobile TV, 4%. If we could increase that number to only 20%, a tiny increase, with each user spending $10 a month, it would mean more than $5 billion a year in incremental revenue. $5 billion. Another example, young people are the biggest consumers of mobile data. What if we could get the majority of the US youth demo to spend just $5 a month on mobile entertainment, less than any subscription today? That alone would be worth upwards of another additional $5 billion a year. And what about ringtones, just little ringtones? In the US market, 25 million people purchased a ringtone during the last quarter. If we could get just 20% more, just another 5 million more, to purchase a ringtone at $2 a month, ringtones alone would approach $1 billion a year business. And those figures are just for the United States. Just think of the revenue potential these few small changes could yield on a global basis. We haven't even begun to scratch the surface yet. And I'm not here to say that I have all the answers, because let me be very clear, I don't. I'm sure I know less about mobile than many of you in this room. But what I do know is how to create and sell experiences that people crave. The entertainment business, which I come from, is all about producing must-have commodities. You know, quite simply, I run a business that produces products that are completely unnecessary. No one needs our content on any platform. They really don't need it. But throughout history, we've made them desperately want it on every platform. Think about it. More than 100 years ago, people began flocking to little dark theaters to watch silent pictures flicker on a screen. Today, the movie business, a completely unnecessary product, is worth $30 billion a year. More than 50 years ago, people abandoned their radios to sit in front of a little box with black and white pictures. Today, those boxes are ubiquitous worldwide, and the global television advertising market is about $150 billion a year. Again, unnecessary product. More than 20 years ago, we found those same people, we found a way to get them to pay for their television entertainment, something they were used to getting for free. Today, 80% of the homes in the US pay more than $40 a month for cable or satellite TV. And the DVD business didn't even exist 10 years ago and is now a $50 billion a year global enterprise, with homes around the world building huge DVD collections. Now, we've done this very simply. Through it all, the entertainment business, we've been very adept at partnering with our distributors, theater owners, cable providers, consumer electronic companies, to build business models that work and that bring consumers the entertainment experiences they want, the way they want it. In fact, those partnerships have been the key to our success. And that's what we need to do together with mobile technology, starting right now. We need to work in partnership and to make sure that we keep the consumer at the heart of everything we do. We need to develop content offerings that are unique to mobile and deliver them in compelling and easy to use ways. We have not done enough to make consumers want our product up to this point. And it's really just too big of an opportunity to waste any more time. Now, here's some things that I've been thinking about that I think we can do to capitalize on the opportunities in mobile content. First, we must create an engaging entertainment experience. We need to be bolder and more imaginative with our content. Right now, we have 2 billion potential customers, and we're essentially giving all of them the same entertainment experience. Well, that's crazy. This is not a one-size-fits-all phenomenon. We need to be thinking about who our audience is. A 13-year-old girl here in Los Angeles is not going to want the same mobile experience than a 25-year-old man in Hong Kong is going to want. We need to personalize the experience to fit the needs of a wildly diverse audience. And we must make the experience interactive. The most important thing, I believe, for us to remember is that mobile needs to be its own medium. The worst mistake we could make, and one, frankly, I think we make regularly, is to look at mobile as a sales channel for repurposed content, just to reuse stuff that we created somewhere else. So the next thing I think we need to do is we need to deliver the experience, deliver the mobile content experience in a much more user-friendly way. We can create the most exciting content in the world, but unless consumers can discover it and access it easily, what's the point? And honestly, once they do find it today, it often takes several steps for them to learn that they're unable to access it for various reasons. Today's mobile content is akin to delivering the same television program in 50 or 100 different ways across America. Well, that just needs to change. We need to work together to find ways to deliver our content in simple ways and clear ways that work for the consumer. The third area we need to work on is we need to find business models that work. Since the future of mobile entertainment depends on the customer's willingness to pay, we all need to work together to develop simple, easy to communicate models, enough to give consumers ample choice, but not so many that they are overwhelmed. We need to keep it simple. The fourth thing we need to do is we need to standardize technology. Right now, content quality varies wildly from handset to handset. We have an urgent need for more standardized handsets for easier content formatting and delivery. The next thing we need to do is we need to market much more imaginatively. Today's mobile marketing basically only communicates one thing, and that's that the product's available. And that's not enough. It does nothing to entice. It's confusing, cheesy, and often just bad. And it's not breaking through. People just aren't listening. What we need to do is establish an emotional connection for mobile content offerings. The next thing I think we need to do is we need to work together to entice advertisers to the largest media platform in the world. We need to partner with major advertisers to create the right environment for their products in mobile entertainment. We need to work together to come up with inspired, original ideas that will help them reach their core audience and help us unlock the revenue potential of wireless. And just as important, maybe more importantly, we need to do it in a way that does not annoy consumers. And finally, I think the final thing we need to do is we must never stop experimenting. This is the birth of a brand new business. No one has the answers. And even if they did, no one's going to give them to us. We'll only learn how to build new mobile entertainment businesses through experimentation. We need to try everything, no matter how unorthodox some of our ideas may be. If something doesn't work, great, let's just move on quickly. If something does, we need to figure out how to capitalize on it. And back to us, well, we at News Corporation, we don't want that to happen. Clearly, we are heavily invested in unlocking the potential of this exciting new market. And we know the key lies in our ability to partner with you on all the areas I just laid out. Now, we've already done some great experimentation together. Some of the things we've done together has already yielded some very impressive results. Together, we launched American Idol text voting, and I think that, more than anything, popularized the texting phenomenon in the United States and is a great example of mobile interactivity. We invented the mobile sub. We helped to define mobile video entertainment. We launched Mobizo, the first mobile storefront from a major media company. And we pioneered the sports category with Fox Sports, which produces mobile products of every nature and has millions of video subscribers. Today, MySpace, the number one website in the country, is entering the mobile market, working with Helio and Singular, and is in talks with all carriers about creating a broadly distributed MySpace mobile application with the goal of offering all members access to MySpace, and that's 100 million plus registered users around the world, offering all of them access to MySpace from their mobile device. We've also been working with you to pioneer mobile advertising. Just this past May, we launched the first major ad-supported branded content on Sprint, a mobile series of the television series Prison Break, which featured a 10-second spot for the Toyota Yaris. And more than any of these, we're incredibly excited about our latest experiment, bringing what is arguably the world's largest entertainment brand, The Simpsons, to the mobile market for the very first time, exclusively through Jamba. Now, to give you a size of this, every year there are more than 10 billion impressions of this show around the world. It's truly a global phenomenon, and I believe a perfect match for the mobile market. In my view, it exemplifies what mobile entertainment is all about. It's wildly funny, it's universally recognizable, and it lends itself to short-form content in a variety of types. Now, we plan to launch The Simpsons on mobile later this year, paying close attention to all the imperatives that I just discussed. We'll offer Simpsons content designed exclusively for the mobile customer, not just retreads of stuff that's already appeared. We'll deliver it in an easy-to-understand way, the first ever subscription tied exclusively to a content brand. We'll make the content easy to discover. We'll give consumers ample choice on how to achieve it, but we won't overwhelm them with too many choices. We'll market the hell out of it, trust me. And ultimately, we'll make consumers want it. Not need it, but want it. We have huge hopes for The Simpsons on mobile and believe it could be a really key driver in the evolution of mobile entertainment. So, as I said at the beginning, it's you, the people in this room, who will determine the future of mobile entertainment. We want to be your partner. We're in this game in a big way, and now with Jamba, we're now in a position to help drive and define the future. Our ultimate goal is pretty simple. We want to sell content to 100% of your customers, to make this a medium like none we've ever seen before. It's a massive opportunity, and one we will only realize if we work together. And if we do, I think we have the potential to be rewarded beyond our wildest expectations. So I say, let's start right now. Thank you very much.